Okay, today's daf is Menachas daf Chav Gimel, and we are on Chav Beis Amud Beis, a couple lines up from the bottom. So yesterday we had the Mishnah. We started discussing the situations of Ta'aroves. Ta'aroves, various types of Ta'aruvos that take place and what to do with them. Sometimes things have to be burned with things that don't have to be burned. Sometimes different things that have to be burned. Yesterday we had the question of two komets, komsa b'komets chaverta, both have to be burned, obviously. So that's not a problem. Rabbi Yehuda thinks that it is a problem if one is bli lasa ave and one is bli lasa racha. Terms we're used to from Hilcha Shabbos, but here Rabbi Yehuda says if the oils get mixed in, so one will be Yitur Shemen and one might be Mechusar Shemen. If it's mixed in, that's why it's a problem. And we discussed yesterday's daf brought up Min Bamino, Min Mishaino Mino, the Ran and Nadar, Madaf Nun Beis, the issues of why Rabbi Yehuda Svara Min Bamino Eno Batel, because only when there is a clash does Bittel take place. If two items could coexist, so then Bittel won't take place, and that's why the Ran extends that to Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. That also might be a svar for that and other related issues. So it's non. We pick it up from the two dots. Shabbi Yehuda Omer. Shabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah, "B'minchas koin Mashiach u'minchas nesachim sula." By carbonos that have a different ratio of oil and flour, it's going to be psula. Shezubli lasa ave, bezubli lasa racha. Behim bolo zumizu, and they will absorb from each other, and therefore the ratio that the Torah demands is not going to be met. It might, one will be more, one will be less, and therefore it is a problem. Says the Gemara, v'chibolo zumizu, mai have min bemino hu. But according to you, Rabbi Yehuda, we know Rabbi Yehuda holds, min bemino is eno batel, as we learned yesterday, and we know from elsewhere, right? The dam, well, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the dam is not the dam of the sa'ir, the dam of the para, are not mevatel zeh, because it's min bemino is lo batel. So here, you have oil and flour, and oil and flour, a little bit more, a little bit less. So we should say it's min bemino. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, it shouldn't be a problem. Min bemino lo batel. So Amar Rava, Rava says, no, here, there's a problem, because the min bemino is the oil. That's what we're talking about. But there's an eno mino in there too, and that's the flour, that's the solace. Amar Rava, ksavar Rabbi Yehuda, kol shehu min bemino, vidavar acher. It's not just min bemino, fine, eno bata, but there's something else also in the mixture, vidavar acher, that's the flour, salek es mino kemisha eno, vishe eno mino rabba olavu mavatzla. We are able to halachically remove, view it as if it's removed. Remove the mino and view this as a min bishe eno mino case, and therefore it would be batel. And it would be batel, so then it's a problem, because that would be yitur and chaser. So that's the principle we have with discussed elsewhere. Isn't really discussed so much here in terms of the salek et mino kemisha eno. Okay. Now let's get to the next section. Itmar. Says the Gemara, komets de minchas chote sheshimno. If somebody has a komets of a minchas chote, which we learned already, there is an iser d'araisa to add, as we learned in the Chinuch and the Rambam counted, to add oil, to add the Lavona to the Minchas Chote, even though we learned earlier, Misvara, maybe we should say, there should be. Remember we learned back in the first parak, we learned on Davav, the second Mishnah in the Masechta, the Mishnah started off by saying, whether it's a Minchas Chote, whether it's a Minchas, regular, all Minachos, that Kmitz is done by a Zar, owning Tulyom, V'chulu, V'chulu, and the Gemara asks, why do you have to specify? Just say kol manachos. Why do you have to say echad minchas chodei ve'echad kol manachos? So the Gemara says the chiddush is even the Rabbi Shimon. The Rabbi Shimon who said that misvara we should say that a minchas chodei does get shem and lavona chodei niskar. His carbon is going to cost less, right? That's not fair. So Rabbi Shimon says it's not appropriate, right? The bedinu should say minchas chodei tuna shem and lavona shlo yei chodei niskar. Ela bebnei ma ena tuna shlo yei carbono muhudar. So we don't want it to be muhudar that overrides. But then we know there's an issur to put it. So what happens, says the Gemara here, that oil, somebody got oil on it. Komets minchas chote sheshimno. Right? Oil was put on it after kemitza. After kemitza. Rashi, nasan alav shemen la'achar shekamso. So there is oil now on this kemitza. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar Pasul. Rabbi Yochanan's Pasul is not allowed to have any, not only is there an issur to add oil to the minchas chote, but if one does, then that passels the carbon minchas. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Pasul. Reish Lakish Amar, chiddush gadol, hu atzmo, mishach shecho, b'shiyari halugu ma'aleyu. Reish Lakish says, no. You take it, you smear. What do you mean, you take it? As the Mefarshim explained, Rashi explains, Reish Lakish argues, Reish Lakish says there was no problem after kemitza to smear a little bit of oil onto the flour, maybe to make it hold together a little better, and then be maktir it. Meshach shecho b'shirayim log, wipe it with the shirayim of the log of the oil, wipe it a little bit, and be ma'ale it. Rashi, hu atzmo klomar, tchilas mitzvah. The mitzvah is she yishav shefenu lekometz b'shirayim mincha. You should, not only if you did it, it is okay. That's what you should do. That is what Reish Lakish's, opinion. Right? The sheet that just changes one word, not for now. Good. So even if you smear a little bit, Reish Lakish says kosher. The question is, which oil are we talking about? The Shiari Halug. Smear it, smear the flour, the shiari alug, and be male. Which oil is Reish Lakish talking about? Ask Tosfos, hu atzmo, v'yim tomar, hatzan bepirkin, we learned, hash, hashemin mi'uto ma'akiv es rubo. You have to have the exact number, exact amount of oil. So when you mix the oil with the flour, where do you have leftover oil anywhere from any mincha? That Reish Lakish says, yeah, take your komets, wipe it against the extra oil that's left over, and then You burn it. Where is that extra oil coming from? Says Tosfos, V'yesh lomar, shelo nitna Torah l'malachei hasharis. V'yefshar shelo yishoer belug min hashemen. There's gonna be some oil left in the kli. You know, it's impossible. Whenever you pour oil out of anything and you feel the inside afterwards, it still feels like there's oil there. It's still slippery. And therefore, it's impossible to get out every last drop. So a little bit's going to be there. So that leftover is okay. It's clear from Tosas that leftover, you don't have to make yourself crazy to wipe it out and get out every last drop. That's clear in Tosas because of the principle of Lonitna Torah Lamalachei Asharis. Well, we'll get back to that. Let's just continue. Where else might this oil be from? The Shimon Kubetza says maybe it's the log of a mitzora, a little bit of the oil that's left there. So it's not about a mincha. If you look in the Tshuvas of the Minchas Asher in the first Chelek Aleph, Simin Mem Aleph, Bedine Tolaim Ubegeder Lonitna Torah Lamalachei Asharis. Right, talking about bugs and worms, learning the Torah. So somebody, when Anavrich sent him a Kuntris Nifla, that he talks all about this topic, and he quotes there in the name of one of the Rabbanim, Degam Tolaim Ze'ira Me'od, Shenikaram Raklum Metive Ru'ut. Right, if you have tiny little bugs or worms that only people who have an expert eye could detect them. Va'adam Beinoni, Eino Mavchin Bohem Klal Asurim. Only the experts could tell. But still, because the experts could tell, even if the average person won't notice them, he quotes this Rav in this letter that was sent to him, Usser. Da'adkan l'kasva achronim l'hakel, elabit surim mikroskopiyim, she'enam nirim klal oshim adam. Only if you have to use a microscope. So then, it's not visible to any naked eye, then we say, lo nina tor l'malachei asharis. Avol kol misha mishuhu b'kseya olam, roet tolaim, shuv ein lomar lo nina tor l'malachei asharis, va'aser. Omishim kach pasak de peiro shedarkan lahatzliya, tzorach lebotkan aide mumche, sheri'yato chazaka, vein kal adam yachol lismoch abadikaso. That was the question that was asked to the Menachas Asher, if there's an expert that could see it with the naked eye, does the average consumer... Right, it should be Asur. So he argues on that vehemently. Ach be'emezu ta'ez gemura. Ve'ein kol makom l'chumra zu. There is not a chumra for that. The b'chala Torah kula azlina basar adam beinoni. You always go after the average person. Ula olam ein adam tzorach lachshu. Shem achireish ilayim v'sumahu. V'achirim roim v'shomim tov mimenu. Elam adam beinoni usamech achusha b'chol davar. Right, and he quotes many different rayas to that. Quote, l'gabe maris dam. What does he say? Nida dachaf. Ein lo l'dayin el amash ein avramos. That's it. The posek. Make the decision. Ein lo l'dayin tzorach lachshu. Shem ein aroa kahogan. Right, maybe, if somebody knows that they're colorblind, and they can't tell the difference between red and brown. So then, okay, he shouldn't be possibly Maris. But in a case where he knows, he doesn't have to be Choshesh, right, for that. Then he talks a little bit about the Sigya of Kfela, but many other, examples. And then he quotes, Lo Nina Torah Balamalachai Sharis B'Divrei Chazal, and then in Divrei Rishonim. And he quotes even that lashon. He quotes the Aruch HaShulchan, which I was going to quote, and Zimin Pei Dalet about the bugs. Da'lo lashon zeh lo nitna Torah l'malachei Asharis Amru Chazal b'sholosh mekomus b'shas u'bechol mekoros eil lo medubar b'mashem masal l'malachei Asharis mamish ve'ein biyarek adam l'kaimo el b'kula medubar b'dvarim shegam b'nei adam yicholim la'amud b'hem im achen yidaktiku. Ela shekavu chazal delo mistaver shatora hikpida kulehai b'dvarim elu. And it's not impossible things, but it would be a big tircha, right? Abaye and Rava. Imuter likro kriyashma brachas chafei kasher akevo roes haerva. Right, to see if the akeva of a person is roes haerva, how a person is standing. And in that context, lo nina tor lamalachei asharis. Right, or the kedusha daf nun dalet talks about kasnos kahuna. Shelo balu nitnu lehanos behem, right? Clothing of the big day kahuna. They got a lot to get hana from them or not? Rashi quotes there. Kedushin nundalin delo mistaver shahakohanim mitzuvin lifshod es big day kahuna bigmara avoda velo lahashosam aleim keherfayin. The second that the avoda is over, you gotta quickly take off the begadim because some of them are shanis and it's a problem. No, you could. The Torah could command it. And therefore, it is not meant. Or, he doesn't quote it, but Rav Ovadia has a discussion relating, not Rav Ovadia, the Aruch HaShulchan, sorry, the Aruch HaShulchan, that different Aruch HaShulchan, in Hilchas Tefillah, the Aruch HaShulchan discusses in the Siman on Kavana, Siman Kuf, talking about what happens if you have Kavana, you have to be Chozer, Mispalel, says the Aruch HaShulchan, Sadi Tes, Dalid. Amnama inya kenu. Kfar nisparad et filu ko milfne melech. Lufiz et zorach lahakan atzmal kavana ne osa la amod lefne melech malachem melech malachem lachem gadish baruchu. Vial koze im ba'amdo betfila nizbal bel kavanaso lo nitna tor la malachem sharis. Uma yuchal la'asos. What do you mean? We can force you to daven again until you get it right. No. Lachain eno nuchozim bishol chisaran kavana. Avala omid atzmo mikodim lespala below kavana ain lecha ha'azak dolam yizu. If you don't even try, vein meshukas yosem yizel likanis leplatlin shamelach bebilbol adas lachen tfilas toeva v'chulu. And he discusses it. But again, all the examples that here he gives now. But divrei harishonim, what is he going to divrei harishonim? Goes to our tosfos. V'im kain. What do you mean? You could be demanded to wipe it out very well, right? The oil. Kishem shi yachol l'shachshech komitz t'minchas choti b'shemen, shenisha balug, yachol l'shachshech b'shemen zez menachos gufan, ashli shar shemen balug. Maybe you just use the mincha that this oil is from. V'yal karchach, kavanas atosvas, artosvas t'mistaver, ein k'peida. B'ma'at ha-shemen shenisha balug, kidarko shalolam, v'yal kagon da, amru lo nina torah, l'malachei asharis. And he quotes the Chazon Ish that also writes this here, v'kiven shi efshel l'nakos halug below torach meruba, l'chadchila mitzvaso shalol, l'torach bazeh. Right, once it's the Torah deems it too much tircha, so we say that don't, and therefore you can use it for something else, even though we acknowledge that there are. Right, there's a quote, there's also a discussion in Bishul B'Shabbos even. Bishul B'Shabbos, I want to have a second cup of tea. Right, so what do I say about the second, the droplets in the bottom of the cup? How crazy does one have to make themselves if there's some tea in the cup there and they're pouring it directly on? So that gets into issues. But there's ain bishalach, bishabalach, might be a chumrah. But anyway, let's say there are a couple of droplets left. Let's make sure it's bone dry. Well, nina tolam al chayshur, as the poskim say. And however one acts in a normal way, you know, that would be okay. Again, many other examples of this we've discussed in the past, the Menchas Chinuch. You don't say it by mitzvos. Right, when it comes to the Shemana Mishcha, eating a kezias. How do you know? No, by mitzvahs is whatever we could assume is a mitzvah or an avera or a kezias of treif. That's what we discuss in thinking mitzvah kuftes, mitzvah kufyud and kufyud aleph in the Menchas Chinuch. We'll see if at the end, if there's more time, we'll get back to that. Okay, let's continue. So that is just the answer of Tosfos. Where is this oil coming from? So if you don't want to say it's the lug of a mitzorah, so you have to say it's the lug of some other mincha, and there's a little bit of oil left on the walls of the kli, and that's what you could wipe with. But again, Reish Lakish says even l'chadchila. So that's the Gemara 1 second. Does the Reish Lakish, what does he do with the pasuk? V'aksiv lo yasem aleha shemen v'lo yitein aleha levona. Right, what does he do with shemen and the levona? What does he do with that iser? Hahu shelo yikva la shemen kechavroseha. That means you can't put on the normal amount of oil onto the mincha before the kmitza. Like normally, where it's put in, right? We already spoke about a few days ago the three times that oil is added to the mincha before the flour, with the flour and then mixed in, and then afterwards the yitzika. And we had a machlokas, whether the yitzika could be done by a czar or not. Machlokas Rabbi Shimon and our Mishnah. So, shalikva, so, but beforehand is no good. But afterwards, after you did the kamitza, that's where Reish Lakish would say it is okay. Good. Ace there, Rabbi Yochanan, the Reish Lakish. Chareiv shenis ariv babalul, a dry mincha. Shenis ariv babalul, that got mixed up with a moist, right, with an oiled mincha. Yakriv, that could be hukrav, agavi amizbeach. Rabbi Yehuda omer lo yakriv. So, machlokas tanoim. So, what are we talking about? So, my love, kometz de minchas chote, di ariv, but kometz de minchas nedava. What's this brisa talking about? So, Havamina, we think it's talking about the kometz of two minchas, the kometz of a minchas chote, which doesn't have any oil, that's the dry one, and the kometz of a minchas nadava, which has oil, they got mixed up. And the Rabbanan say that you can be makriv that. Why do the Rabbanan say you can be makriv it here? Because it's two olin. And as we said on yesterday's daf, Ein olin mevatlin zeh, the top of chav beis mevatlin, top line. Mikan lo olin she'ein mevatlin zeh. Two items that are both going to be hukrav, they're not mevatl each other. But if it would have been this arev with shemen of shirayim, so then it would have been pasol deloka reish lakish, that's our diak. The only reason the Rabbanan say Yakrav here is because they're both Olin. But if one of them wouldn't have been Olin, one of them would have been Shirayim, it would have passed. Why? Because you're putting oil on something that's not supposed to have oil. Question on Reish Lakish. So the Gemara answers, lo, Minchas Parim ve'elim b'minchas kvasim. No, it had nothing to do with Shirayim. We're talking about the Mincha of a par and an ayo, and the Mincha of a keves, which has different amounts in relative terms. Rashi says, Chareva legabe minchas nachim, minchas esachim de keves. The keves has three lugin for each isaron of solas. Dichseva parsha shlach lecha, v'chulu v'chulu. V'shal parim ve'elim, shnei lugin l'isaron. So it's in relative terms. Right, we already had once before, if you're ready in this Masechta, right, we discussed something in relative terms, right, is flour, is that liquid or is that solid? Right, we spoke about that. We spoke about the bazichin, whether the midas hayavish, makadish is hayavish, and lach is alach. So we spoke about compared to dam, compared to mayim. And sometimes things can be called liquid or yavish, just in relative terms. See here too, maybe it just means charev and balul in relative terms. Says the Gemara, one second, but behedyak tani lab, we have a brice that says, b'feirish, minchas parim ve'elim b'minchas kvasim, v'charev shenisari b'balul, yikrav Rabbi Yehuda omer lo yikrav. So it's beferish, two things, isn't it? Pirushi kemafarish la. No, maybe not. Maybe that vav is not really a vav, a hachibur, that adding on another case, but just a vav of explanation. And now let me tell you what exactly is the case that is referred to in the Reisha. Good. Weiter. Boy Rafa. Kometz shemitza shamno al gabe eitzim mahu. What happens if you have one as a kometz where some of the oil got squeezed out onto the wood, but then the kometz is on the wood and you're burning it together? So is that good enough? The oil that's supposed to be in this kometz is in the wood that is being burned next to. Right? Rashi says, v'hiniach ha-kometz alav. So is that going to be good enough? Right? We already spoke about eitzim is part of the carbon. Right, even according to some, right, we said earlier, like Adea and Rebbe, that even Eitzim might need Melach, right, that is a fascinating, right, we know from Maseches Tainis, the Karbon Eitzim, right, that's called a Karbon Eitzim, they even made a party on the day of the Karbon Eitzim, right, that's what we had earlier on Daf Chaf Amabes, right, Afilu Eitzim Vedam, and according to Rebbe, right, Rebbe Omer Eitzim Karbon Mincha Hein, Utsu'unin Melach, so the Eitzim could be part of the carbon. They're not just a hechi timsi to burn, right? Sometimes, like when we burn our chametz, the wood is just has a hechi timsi to burn. And when we burn the lulavim, we're not burning the lulav. We're using the lulav to burn the chametz. That's the mitzvah. But here, on the mizbeach, it's different. On the mizbeach, it's different, and that's why they had a special amount of eitzim to bring every day. And each time it took on mizbeach lo sichme, the mitzvah saseh of always having fire. So here, what about this halacha? We have the oil, but it's on the eitzim, and not dafka in the chametz. Chibure olin ka'olin damu, olav ka'olin damu. Right, do we say that chiburin, connections of things that are both going to be burned, Is that considered like one? Is that good enough? Or is that not good enough? If you look in Rashi, Rashi says, Mahu. What is the halacha? Mi havi chaser komets olo. Do we say some of it is chaser because it's nivla, right? Nivla and the etzim or not? Mi amrin chiburi olin mashu mechubar machaber hashemen lekomets shechozer venosin hakomets ala etzim ka olin dami. I'm reading Rashi ki ilu havi hashemen muvla bekomets vekasher olav ka olin upasol. Remember, one doesn't need to do the belila. We already had that from Rabbi Zera. But if it's connected here, it went out. So is that good enough or not? So chibur olin kolin dami olok alok alav kolin dami amar le Ravina le Ravashi lav hayna Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. But didn't we have that back at the end of Maseches Zvachim where de itmar over there in that sugya we brought this up? We said, isn't this a raya to that? And we made the same chiluk there. But now let's read it. De itmar, didn't we have? Again, a couple of weeks ago, we're talking about Shchut Echutz. Remember the last two prakim of Zvachim, Daf Kufav was Ashochit Vahamala, all about Shchut Echutz, and the last parak was Paras Chatas on Kuf Yud Beis, and that is all about, a little bit more about Shchut Echutz, but then about Bamos and the six stages of halachic history regarding Karbanos. But remember that Machloka, says the Gemara, the Itmar, Hamala Eiver She'ein Bo Kezayis, Ve'etzem Mashlimo L'Kezayis, if somebody is Ma'ale in Eiver Bachutz, and it does not have a kezias in the flesh, but with the bone it is mushlam lekezias. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv Ishlakash Amar Potter. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv Chiburi Olin Kaolin Damu. So it's looked at as one unit. Ishlakash Amar Potter Chiburi Olin Lav Kaolin Damu. No, it's not looked at as one unit. So wouldn't that be the same issue here? Right? If the oil dripped out or got squeezed out onto the wood, right? Especially remember you don't need to be bolaless. Maybe it was just sitting on it and it went in. So isn't that good for the machlokas amarayim? So Gemara says no. You don't have to say that. Tibay l'Rabbi Yochanan v'tibay l'Reish Lakish. Tibay l'Rabbi Yochanan. You could ask the question on Rabbi Yochanan. Ad kalakam Rabbi Yochanan Hasam. Why does Rabbi Yochanan say there you're chayiv? And that the part of the bone could be mitztaref with the aver to be chayiv for shchut echutz. Lo kam Rabbi Yochanan hasam ella be'etzem demina debasarhu. That's only by bone. Bone and flesh, that's a unit. That's a unit. Mina debasarhu. They were made together. They existed together always. That's a natural connection. Bone and flesh. Even though, yes, they're mechulak regarding Hichos Tumah V'Tahara and other things, but they're made one. Mina de Basar. Aval hai, de la mina de komets, hu lo. But here, it's not the min of the komets, right? It's wood, and it's, you're right, it might be considered halachically part of the carbon, but no, it's still not the same min. La mina de komets, hu lo. So Rabbi Yochanan might say here that it does not work. Oh, demo the opposite. Afilu le Reish Lakish lo ka'amar ela be'etzem debar mifreshu. Maybe Reish Lakish only said it's not mitztaref by the shchut echutz, by a bone. Debar mifreshu, that it could be separated. Bar mifreshu, right? If it separates, then you don't have to put it back. V'i parish la mitzvah l'adure. And if it's separated, right, Rashi quotes the pokin, right, if it jumped off the mizbeach, there's no mitzvah to be machzir it. And maybe that's why you are not mitzvah the bones and the eiver for shchut echutz. Aval shemen de la bar mefarishu, but the oil is not meant, it's part of the mincha, it goes in low. So then maybe you would say that you wouldn't say Reish Lakish Shita, and you would say it's mitzvah. Or maybe it's exactly that machlokas. So teku, either way, we don't have an answer to that question. That's all one version of what the Gemara's question was. Meaning, is it mitztaref and is the komets considered kosher, or do we say chaser? If you look at Rashi, the last couple of lines before the Mishnah, he quotes another pshat of what the Gemara's question is. Lashon Acher, komets shemitza shmeino al gabe eitzim mahu mi boila haktir eitzim ima komets. Olo. It's a question of whether you need to be makdir that oil in there, right? The eitzim with the komets are low. Chibur olin shemen shemechaber lekomets kolon damu v'meina maktiro havi komets chaser olo kaolin v'loich patlan miras not kaolin. Meaning, do we have to say that we want to be makdir this komets or not? That's the question. If you are makdir the komets, then the assumption would be for sure it is considered a komets kasher. But that's the 2 days in the Rashi. What exactly is the Gemara's question? Okay, again, interesting that the Gemara is not mechalek between Shchut Echutz and Shchut Epnim. The Gemara is just machalik between the chefses, right? How you might have said, this chefsa is naturally with this, and this chefsa is naturally with that, or whether it was always part of this. But we could have said, maybe for Shchut Echutz, you would have different rules than Shchut Epanim. Maybe not, because Shchut Echutz is parallel after Shchut Epanim. And that's why we wouldn't say that there'd be a chilek between them. Either way, Teiko the Gemara does not have an answer to that question.
The last part there with the shemen, which is not separated, but if it came down onto the wood...
No, it's not separated, and Rashi says, and that means in terms of would there be a chiyuv lahachzir, as Rashi said in the Rabbeinu Chaber, shechozer v'nosein, whether you would have to be put it back. Okay, says the Mishnah. Next, taroves. Shtei menachos shalo nikmetsu. Two menachos that were not nikmats v'nazar v'zubasu. So, the komets is the previous Mishnah. We had komets and komets chaverta. They're both to be burned, so it was a question of two olins. And the only potential problem was, this one has more oil than the other one. Here, we have two menachas that kemitza was not done, and we know that kemitza is the ikar, kemitza is the koveya, as we learned. Shnei menachas shalonik mitzu v'nis arbu zubazu. And now they get mixed in. The Rashis for this part of the Mishnah is on the previous Amud. Right, the Rashis are printed in Chav Beis Amud Aleph. So, what's the halacha? If one could still detect the two separate menachos, you see one on this side, one on that side, and you could still do kmitza from each one, ksheros. Then it's kosher, as long as you're going to have enough, and you're going to know that you got enough from each one. V'im lav, psulos. But if you would be unable to do separate each one, or take comets from each one, so then they are puzzle. The Chafetz Chaim notes here in the Zemach Toda, it sounds like, what if you could do one, and not the other? Is that one at least kosher? So he said, it sounds like maybe even that one would not be allowed. Because you have to be able to do both. But if you can only do one, he just has that in one line here. Nire lechora, tim yachol likmots me'achas belvad, gam kein enu yachol likmots. Tahare enu yachol le'echol gam kein hashirayim shela, v'ave kinitmu'u. Tekayim alon lekamon, davchavav, de enu yachol lahakter akomets aleihen. Right, because here you wouldn't be able to eat the shirayim, because mixed into the shirayim, if you would have done one komets, is the komets of the other one. But you didn't do it yet. So he assumes you would have to do both, and a kemitza, that at the time of the kemitza is not even creating a shirayim, that's a problem. We discussed earlier in the Masechta, if the shirayim are chaser after I did kemitza. That was a machlokas of Yochanan and Rish Lakish, whether I'm still machtir the komets. Rish Lakish said no, Rabbi Yochanan said yes. He agrees that the shirayim is not mutter to eat. He holds like Zairi there, but that's after the kemitza. But here, if the kemitza is not done, so then it would be a problem. So komet nisarev b'mincha shelo nikmatza. What about this case? You have a komet and it fell into a mincha that you didn't start yet. Shelo nikmatza, so lo yaktir. So you shouldn't burn the whole thing, right? Because in there are included shirayim that aren't supposed to be burned. And Rashi says, Rashi quotes this on the previous Amud. Rashi quotes on the previous Amud, Lo yaktir es kula mishum de shirayim asurin lahaktir. Right? You're not allowed to be makdir shirayim. You're not allowed to burn something on the mizbech that's supposed to be eaten. And that's why you're not allowed to burn it. Dichsiv, Rashi quotes, Lo taktiru menu ishel Hashem, kol shim imenu liishim, harehu b'bal taktiru. Right? One is not allowed. I can't just burn anything. Besides the Israel Shchute of Chulin Ba'azara. So this isn't Chulin. This is Kanshim. But still, something that's not supposed to be burned, I'm not allowed to burn it. So here, if the Komets was Nisarev, in the Mincha, Shalo Yaktir, one shouldn't. V'im Hiktir, Zu, what if I did? What if I did do the Haktara? Zusha Nikmetza, Ola Labailim. V'zusha Lo Nikmetza, Lo Ola Labailim. The one that had Kamisa done worked. There's no Chatzitza here, it's all going to be burned, and there's no mitzvah haba bavera here. Mitzvah haba bavera could be a very limited concept, right? One might need a chefza shel mitzvah, right? Is there a chefza shel mitzvah? You're using this as a carbon, and yes, mitzvah haba bavera applies to a carbon, but that's where the carbon is labeled, right? Lulav hagazel, beginning of the third parak of Sukkah, talks about a lulav and carbon. But this isn't labeled. You shouldn't do this because you'll violate. As you do the haktara, you will be doing an avera. That's true. But that doesn't mean that one can't do a mitzvah while one happens. That's like the Yerushalmi, that if somebody, Rahman al-Islam, hears about a relative that died on Shabbos, and they can't control themselves, and they tear their clothing, and they have in mind the mitzvah even a little bit, that's a mitzvah and an aveira. That's an aveira of kriya b'shabbos, and there's a mitzvah of kriya. And one's yotze de kriya, right? That aveira does not hinder the mitzvah. Right? Sometimes it does. Right? We've quoted in the past the three principles that overlap between mitzvahs and averos. We have ase dochalos ase, mitzvah ba bavera, and lav hanitak la'ase. Right? Each of those have a different mechanism that is working. Right? Ase dochalos ase is to do the mitzvah, and it pushes away the avera. Mitzvah ba bavera is the opposite. Generally, you shouldn't do the mitzvah because you're going to violate the avera. If I did do the Aveira, it could be that I still did the mitzvah. That's what we're talking about here. And Lavanita Glase means after I've done the Aveira, then the mitzvah is there to be menatek and fix a little bit. But either way here, so I did the Aveira, according to Rashi, is an Isser, but in Hikdir, still, Zusha Nikbasa Olo Labayim, Vilush Lo Nikbasa Lo Olo Labayim. That's also one of the Akronim discusses. What about, don't we say, the principle in some cases, Komosa de Amar Rahman Lo Seven, Yavid Mahani, Yavid Lo Mahani, right? If the Torah says not to do something, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work. That's also, we have to figure out each case. There are rules and regulations and limitations on when that is, right? If a Kohen marries a Grusha, they're still married, even though it's Ba'avera. If one of the Chayvi Krisas, they're not married, right? So what's the rule? What's the exception? The Gemara talks about that at the beginning of Temura. But also, some Achronim connected to this also. If you aren't allowed to do it, so why do you say you will Yotze? Ola Labailim. Okay, either way. Nis'arif Komsa Bishiareha. What about the Komets get mixed up with its own Shirayim? I do the Kamisa and then it falls back in. Nis'arif Komsa Bishiareha. O Bishiareh Shal Chaverta. Same thing. Lo Yaktir Vim Hikdir Ola Labailim. Same thing. It shouldn't be Hukdar. But if it was, Ola Labailim. Tzfas Emes just notes here. Right. The Isser is to be Maktir Shirayim. But where's the Shirayim here? If I have my Kometz, and it gets mixed up with Shirayim Shel Chaverta. Right, it says the Kashali, Tuva, Chada, to become Makom, Kibin Tiyei Nifsad, Mutav La'aktiv Yezem, and Chahurza. Right, still, you're going to throw the whole thing out? It's better to just throw it out? Then he says, towards the, to the end, right, in the case of the Mishnah, where it gets mixed up with just a mincha that wasn't touched yet, is that called Shirayim yet? Is that called something that's supposed to be Kashu Menu Li'ishim? So he says, Achidish, Lachain Nira Lomar, Bashitas HaGemara, Tekivashin Es Ari Vakomes, Beminchazu, Vinase Achas, Vyesh Be'isazu, Chelek Ligavoa, Zeakomet Ava Bisha'ina Minchazu Bikomakumi Bechlal Koshman Alishim Arizav Bhaktiru. It becomes the Shirayim of this other carbon. Lomatsasi Lichaver Bazevas Arachian Ladina. It's interesting that it might be called Shirayim, even though there wasn't a Kemitza that was done to it, because it got mixed up with another one's Komets. Okay, Amar Rav Chisda. Says Rav Chisda getting into some Yaradeya, right, which we have already a little bit yesterday as well. Amar Rav Chisda. Nevela, we're talking in our Mishnah about Bittel. So we're going to relate this following topic that came up, comes up elsewhere, and we'll see it here. Amar Rav Chisda, Nevela Betela Beshchuta. If I have Nevela meat and Shechted meat. Nevela, an animal that died without Shechita. Right, that's a Nevela. Right, maybe we'll talk about soon, Nevela Trefa. But an animal that died without Shechita, Nevela, some Nevela falls into a bunch of Shechted meat. Says the Gemara, Rav Chisda holds, that's batel. Why? Is this min b'mino? Is this min b'she'eno mino? How do you determine? So says Rav Chisda, she'yafshar l'shchuta she'te'asa nevela. Can the mivatel ever become like the batel? The mivatel we're talking about is the thing that is nullified in. The batel is what is being nullified. Rav Chisda says, you know how you determine min b'mino, min b'she'eno mino? Can the mivatel, the larger, can that ever turn into the batel? Here, so if nevela turns into shchuta, shchuta can never turn into a nevela. Once an animal is shechted properly, it can never become a nevela. A, in terms of the isra of achilas nevela, or B, tumas nevela. Either of those, it cannot become, and therefore this is called min b'she'eno mino. And that's why it's batel. Nevela batela b'shchuta. U'shchuta ain't a batela b'nevela, but the opposite is not true. Shchuta is not batel b'nevela. Why? Because nevela can become, can lose its iser. How can nevela lose its iser and become like shchuta? She'efshel nevela she'tiyasa shchuta telechi misricha parcha tum'asa. Once it becomes putrid, it no longer has the Isser Achila, it's disgusting. Maybe it's Roy L'Achila's Kelev still, but it's Eino Roy L'Achila, and therefore it is it is considered min bemino, and that's why it is not batel. That is the Gemara. That's what he says in the second line. V'imnach achas man betruma in an esrefes al tolin the shemazu yeshchuta. Okay, it's not batel. If it's not batel, then you have to be choshesh that each one of them is a nevela. That is Rev Chizdashita. That the mevat you always go by. Can the mevatel ever turn into the batel to determine min bemino or min b'she'eno mino? So Rashi quotes regarding Tumah. Rashi quotes regarding Tumah. That's when it's not batel, and therefore if Tumah touches it, can you eat it? He doesn't talk about that. He says, if Truma touches it, so then, you're tola it, because maybe it's the shchuta. Rabbi Chanina Amar, the opposite. Kol she'ef shalo lios kamohu eno batel, v'chol she'ef shalo lios kamohu batel. Can the batel ever turn into the mevatel? That's what Rabbi Chanina Shita is. So that's the question. Again, the rule is, min b'mino is not batel, min b'she'eno mino is batel. The question is, how do you determine whether it's min b'mino, bin b'she'eno mino, which one turning into the other one? That's the machlokas, Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Chizda. Good. So Aliba, Tosfos here discusses, even before we just turn over, Tosfos discusses, shchuta eina batela b'nevela. Tosfos says, what if this is in Rishus HaRabim, what if this is moving? What if this is kavua? Tosfos brings in some of those issues. Hecha deka'avar birshus harabim ve'eni yodea be'eza mehen naga. Tosfos says we're talking about tumah here. Right? Rashi focuses on tumah here in a couple of the Rashis. So Tosfos as well. And you don't know which one was touched. Sveiko tohar. Why? To call kavua kamechzal mechzadami. Right, if somebody is passing it in Rishus HaRabim and the meat is not moving, that's kavua, so it's 50-50, so it's suffix tumah Rishus HaRabim, sveiko tahar. That's how one would view it if it is not batel. Right, if it is batel, then I know it has the status of the mevatel. But if it is not batel, so that's what we were just asking. Right, if it's not batel, so what's the din? So if it's kavua in Rishus HaRabim, so then we would say sveiko is tar based on suffix tumah Rishus HaRabim. Again, a lot to talk about regarding kavua, but we'll leave that for now. So Aliba Daman. So who is this referring to? Rabbi Chanina and Rav Chizda are within which shita? Whose shita? We know there is a machlokes tanoim, Rabbi Huden the Rabbanan, about min b'mino b'she'en amino, what we discussed on yesterday's daf. But, so who are they arguing within? So Aliba Daman. We're going to have the following four lines repeated a number of times on the rest of this Amud. Ialiba de Rabbanon. Are we talking about according to the Rabbanon? What did the Rabbanon say on yesterday's daf? Ha'amri olinu delo mevatli ahadati. The Rabbanon said two items that are supposed to be burned are not mevatel each other. Avo min b'mino batel. Min b'mino is batel too. Min b'sheino mino is batel. Min b'mino is batel according to the Rabbanon. So if it's within the Rabbanon, so what's the difference? So they can't be within the Rabbanon. So Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. So is it within Rabbi Yehuda? Because then it makes a difference whether it's min b'mino, min b'she'eno mino. For Rabbi Yehuda basar chazusa azil. For Rabbi Yehuda elsewhere also goes by appearance. Ve'idi ve'idi min b'mino hu. And therefore both of these, they all look like meat. Should be min b'mino, right? Rashi quotes on top. Ein dam avatal dam, right? You go after chazusa. So ein b'te. So it doesn't matter which is the mevatel, which is the batel. So who are they within? El Aliba de Rabbi Chia. They're within a third opinion. Rabbi Chia. Well, at least right now we think it's a third opinion. Tetani Rabbi Chia. Nevela v'shchuta betelo zubazu. Rabbi Chia made the following statement in a brisa. Nevela and shchuta are mevatel each other. And Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Chisa argue what he meant. Did he mean by the mevatel being like the batel? Or the batel being like the mevatel? That's the question that within Rabbi Chia. But the Gemara says, no, he's not a third opinion though. Rabbi Chia Aliba Daman. Who is Rabbi Chia within? We're not assuming that there's a three opinions. There's either Rabbi Yehuda or the Chachamim. I Aliba Rabbanan Ha'amri Olin Hudulam Avadli Adadi Hamin Bemino Batel. The Rabbanan hold Min Bemino is Batel and Min Bemino is Batel. The kid doesn't make a difference. I Aliba Rabbi Yehuda call Min Bemino Rabbi Yehuda Lo Batel. According to Rabbi Yehuda, any Min Bemino. Right? So who is Rabbi Chia holding like? So the Gemara says Olam Aliba Rabbi Yehuda. Really, they're within Rabbi Yehuda Shita, as we said before, and he holds min b'mino's lo batel. But wait, the Chiyam Rabbi Yehuda min b'mino lo batel, we're trying to figure out, according to Rabbi Yehuda, so what does it mean? Min b'mino lo batel. Hani mi lehecha de'efshel le'mevi kavase. Rabbi Yehuda only says his shita where min b'mino, if one can ultimately be like the other one. Gives us shades of that Ron about davar sheish lo matirin in Nedarim. Aval hecha de'lo efshel le'mevi kavase batel. But if one can never become the other one, then batel sounds like even if chazusa is similar. Right? Even if the chazusa, but if one can never become the other one, then it is considered min b'she'eino mino. And the machlokas is now within that ubaha kamiflegi. Rav Chizda savar baser mevatel azlinan. Rav Chanina savar baser batel azlinan. Period. Just to mention the Yoredeya sugya that comes up related to this in terms of bittel. That's the major discussion based on the Rosh and the Rashba quoted in Yoredeya in Simin Kuf Tes. Simon Kuftas and Yoredeya discusses. What about if meat gets mixed up together? Some of them kosher, some of them treif. Some treif gets mixed up in kosher, so it's batel. So now what? I have one hot dog that got mixed up with 100 kosher hot dogs. One treif hot dog. Am I allowed to eat all the hot dogs? So that is a major machlokas. Could I eat all the hot dogs? Could I eat all the hot dogs in one sitting? Could somebody eat all the hot dogs altogether? Chaticha shein ruy leskabesh and asar v'acheros min b'mina yavesh b'yavesh haynu shein nivlal v'ho iser omei ba'atzmo elosh and asar v'ena makiro chad b'trei batel, right? Chad b'trei umutol la'achlan adam echad kol achas b'fnei atzmo. First day in the Shulchan Aruch, the tour quotes all the background, the Rosh, the Rashba, the others, and Rashi. You're allowed to eat them kol achas b'fnei atzma, by themselves. And as I eat one, I can assume this one is the mutter one. And if I eat the last one, oh, I already ate the aser one. This one's the mutter one. Right? That's what the Shach explains here, quoting the Rishonim. T'ksh'ochel ha-rishon, ani omer zu shel hater. V'chem b'kol echad v'echad, v'yafilu ba'achron, ani omer, ma'shenechel rishon hu ayah shel iser. V'kfar holach lo, v'zeh shel hater hu. Right? That, even though you don't have to bring a carbon for that. It just means that each one I'm allowed to view as mutter. Masha'enkin, he calls bedvaram ha-nivlalin. If it gets absorbed to each other, you can't. L'fichach ein ochlan kulan ke'echad. That is the Rashba's shita. Umitam zeh says the shach. Mashba duat did the mutter lechol echad v'shnayim, o shnayim ve'echad. You just can't eat them all three together. Avalo yochal shlasham yachad. V'yesh misha oser, quotes the Shulchan Aruch, quoting the shita of Tosfos. V'yesh misha oser lachlam adam echad afilu b'zechar zeh. One person can't eat all of them. One person can't eat all of them, even zeh achar zeh. Hagav v'chein yish lenog l'charchila v'yish machmirin. Others say that even 10 people shouldn't eat it. Right? The Shulchan Aruch, even more machmir shita, is that one person shouldn't eat it one after another. But 10 people could eat it, and each one could assume they're doing the dvar heter. But the Ramah quotes the shita, the chumrah of Rashi, right? That nobody should eat one. Even though it's batel, one should be thrown out. Why is that? Well, do we assume that the one that was thrown out was the Isser? So, how does bittul work? Again, the big thing we discuss is at the end of Avodah Zarah. V'chein yesh lenog l'charchil v'yesh machmir l'hash l'chachad o litein l'oved kochavim. V'eino ela chumra ba'alma. This is a chumra ba'alma. The Ramah quotes this from the Rashi at the end of Maseches Avodah Zarah, but this is a very labetik sugya in terms of that, the Russian chulin. And we'll get back to it in chulin when we talk more about some Yoredeya issues. Now let's continue though. We have a similar shakla v'tarya a couple of times. Tana, so we're going to relate to this machlokas of batel or mevatel based on the cases in our Mishnah. Tanan, shtei menachas shelo nikmitzu v'nis arzu bazu. Our case, the first case, two menachas that were not. There was just whole minchas. They were mixed up. Im yachol likmos mizu b'fnei atzmo u'bizu b'fnei atzma k'sheiros v'mla psulos. If you could get a kemitz out of each one, great. If not, it's pasul. But one second. V'yahacha kivan dekamitzle mechada. Stop time. Right? I did kemitz on one of them. Let's say the case where there's enough. I could see each one and the kemitz is, I could do kemitz to both. The second I do kemitz from the first one, but now, what's in the mixture there? There's shirayim from the one that I did, and there's also what the Gemara calls tevel. It's not really tevel, but it's the untouched mincha. So one second, kivan the kamitz lemechada ida chavile shirayim. The rest is shirayim. The rest of this mincha, v'lo kamivatli shirayim the tivla. Right, the other untouched mincha. Right, it's not mevatel each other. So mani. So who is this according to? E Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say, Ha Amri Olinu Dilamali Adadi, Ha Min Bemino Batil. I should say the whole you can't do kmitza on the other mincha, because one is the part of Mincha A is Batil with Mincha B. Elapshita al Rabbi Yehuda. It must be Rabbi Yehuda. Bishlam alamanda amar Rabbi Yehuda, who holds min bemino is not batel. So you have to get this to be a case of min bemino. So bishlam alamanda amar baser batel azlina. And according to the second view we mentioned earlier, that you determine it by the batel, the thing getting nullified. So batel havi kimevatel. The batel, which is the tevel, the other mincha, can become like the shirayim. Delechi kamitz ve'idach havilu shirayim kihani. Because if you do kemitza to the other one, then it turns into what this one is. Elo lamanda amar basa mevatel azlina. But if you go after the mevatel, shirayim mikahavi tivla, could the shirayim of the mincha ever become untouched? No. Even if the kumis falls back in, it's shirayim and kemitza mixed in together. So it should be min bisha eino mino, and therefore it should be batel. And the Mishnah's halacha shouldn't be true. So lema deloka Rabbi Chiya. Shall we say this Mishnah is against Rabbi Chiya? Where it says Hachazam Kidder Reb Zeira. Now, maybe it's like Reb Zeira says elsewhere, which is on the bottom of the Amud. Tam Reb Zeira, or he says a special din that within minchas dine bittel are different. The Namra Haktara Bakometz, the Namra Haktara Bishirayim, Ma Haktara Ha'amur Bakometz. Just like the burning Bakometz, Ein Hakometz Mevatelas Chaveiro. Two Kometzes are in Mevatel each other. Af Haktara Ha'amur Bishirayim, Ein Shirayim Mevatelas Hakometz. It's a special din, just like the whole din of bittel is a din d'araisa. It's a gzeras hakas of why there should be something called bittel. So too, it's a special din that bittel doesn't work here. Right, we know on a derabbanan level, there are surely things that are not batel. Chaticha rilis kabe, darashesh matirin, right, birya. So even on a derabbanan level, even on a d'araisa level, there are some things that are not batel. Tashma, next line of the Mishnah. Same discussion. Hakometz shenisari b'mincha shelo nikmasolo yaktiv v'mikter zu shenikmaso also labaylim v'zu shelo nikmasolo also labaylim. As we said, a kometz falls into an untouched. You shouldn't do it, but if you did it, it's okay. V'loka mevata leitivla lekometz. And again, it's not mevatel each other. So mani I rabbanon ha'amri olenu dulam vali adadi hamin b'mino batel. Rabbanon hold min b'mino is batel. So the whole thing should be batel. It shouldn't work. Elapshita Rabbi Yehuda. Bishlam lamandamar basal mevatel azlina. And again, if you hold like basal mevatel havi kabatel. The tevel, the untouched carbon, could become like the kometz. You could get a kometz out of here. To call purta chazil mikmatz minei, every portion, even though the whole thing's not going to be a kometz, but every part of the flower could be called, turn into kometz. Favile min bamino, umin bamino lo batel. And that's why the Mishnah's halacha would work. El alamanta omer, baser batel as linon. But if you hold say baser batel as linon, then this should be not a case of min bamino. Kometz, mika havi tivla. Could a kometz ever turn into unkometz, tevel? Right, we're not talking here about a hafrasha. A hafrasha, maybe it could be shoal on a hafrasha. It could be shoal on a kmitza. So lema deloka Rabbi Chiya. So Gemara says Hanami kid Rabbi Chiya. No, Hanami, it could work like Rabbi Zeira. I'm sorry, Hanami kid Rabbi Zeira, like Rabbi Zeira we said earlier. Where is the Rabbi Zeira coming up in the third Tashma? Nezarev komsa b'shirayim shel chaverta lo yakter v'mhikter olse labaylim. Right, the last part of the Mishnah, same type of case. Right? Why isn't the part that fell in? Why doesn't it all become one mixture? V'ha'cha do'avi mevatel kabatil. Right? The shirayim can never become like the kometz. V'lo'ka mevatel ilay shirayim lekometz. Ma'ani rabbanu v'chulu. So here's where Rabbi Zeira says his din. Amar Rabbi Zeira, dine bitul are different. Namra haktara b'kometz, v'namra haktara b'shirayim. Haktara v'kometz, haktara b'shirayim are different. Ma haktara ha'amura b'kometz, ain't kometz mevatel eschaveiro. Just like the haktara that it talks about by kometz. The kometz is not mevatel, it's other kometz, another kometz. Af haktara ha'amura b'shirayim, ain't shirayim mevatel mesa kometz. So too, regarding the shirayim. Special dinim by karen mincha. And again, you might give some type of svara by the mincha. Because remember, a mincha inherently has a lot of items in the same kli. It has flour, it has oil, it has frankincense, it has the lavona. So maybe that's why. And so even if it falls into other kemitzas and more flour and more oil, dine bittel could be different because these are meant to be together. So even though in this specific context they're not, we can understand why it could have different dinim. Again, or it's just be gzeras hakasav, that it wouldn't work. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, maybe another time we'll talk about more lonina tarla malachi hashares and the like. Okay, we'll stop here.